USA News. I'm Corey Myers. Dianne Feinstein, who became California's first female senator and went on to serve six terms, the longest of any woman in Senate history, and whose political career was forever changed by the assassination of two colleagues, has died. She was 90. Over her three decades in the Senate, Feinstein transformed from a barrier-breaking member of her party's liberal vanguard, championing the legalization of same-sex marriage and a ban on assault-style weapons, to one of Washington's establishment members, esteemed by lawmakers on both sides of the aisle. Some heated moments on Capitol Hill when Congressman Matt Gaetz clashed with Speaker Kevin McCarthy in a closed-door meeting regarding the government shutdown. Dave Collins has more.
Gaetz questioned McCarthy about alleged payments to conservative influencers, criticizing him on social media, a claim McCarthy denies. Gaetz and other conservatives are urging McCarthy to incorporate substantial spending cuts in any government funding bill.
As that deadline for a potential government shutdown approaches, travelers are looking at the potential impact on flights. Now, Congress has until Saturday to come to an agreement and prevent that shutdown, but in the event that a deal is not reached, crucial personnel such as air traffic controllers and TSA agents will still be on duty as they are classified as essential workers. The IRS imposing new rules for ticket resellers. An updated form says anyone who made more than $600 reselling tickets on StubHub or Ticketmaster will have to report that money as taxable income. It's a big change from the previous threshold, which was $20,000 in revenue. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GEAR for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GEAR for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code GEAR.
The final supermoon of the year illuminating the sky, the harvest supermoon, should be reaching its peak shortly. A supermoon happens when the moon's orbit is closest to Earth at the same time the moon is full. Today is National Coffee Day. The National Coffee Association says about two-thirds of Americans drink coffee daily and drink on average about 3 cups per day. The FDA says healthy adults can have 4 to 5 cups daily and stay within the recommended caffeine limit.
I'll stay out too late. Got nothing in my brain.
Taylor Swift expected to attend this Sunday's Jets-Chiefs game as she continues her getting-to-know-you phase with Kansas City tight end Travis Kelce. There are multiple reports the pop star plans to watch Kelce and the Chiefs take on the New York Jets at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey. A Florida teenager and her father were both struck by lightning Wednesday while they were hunting, killing the 16-year-old and injuring her dad. Bailey Holbrook, 16, and her father were hunting when lightning struck a nearby tree. Bailey's father lost consciousness after the incident. When he woke up, he saw his daughter was not breathing. She was transported to a hospital where she was initially stabilized enough to take to a trauma center in critical condition. Holbrook passed away peacefully yesterday, surrounded by her family. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Hey y'all, this is Ronte, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the pimento cheese. I was like, go cheese, go pimento, go honey, go get it.
Hi, this is Chantreese, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the mild spiciness of the pickled jalapenos. No, it's the crispy chicken. Actually, I can't decide. It's the entire sandwich.
Order the honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Available for a limited time. Real Chick-fil-A guests pay for their testimonials.